Talk politics here on WCCO. Big news yesterday. The governor joined us, talked about the end of the regular session and the hopes to call a special session this week. Blois Olson joins us now here in the morning take. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Let us try to figure out if that will happen Thursday or Friday, because I see the Senate Majority Leader, Paul Gazelka, said that he's a little concerned if they go into a holiday weekend and don't get this accomplished, that that could gum things up potentially.
Yeah, I think that's the thing you need to realize here is that this deal that they cut is very fragile. And Gazelka acknowledges that him agreeing to the provider tax, even though the governor gave up the gas tax, is a tough pill for his members to swallow. And it's still a question of if and how many DFL votes in the Senate would vote to help Gazelka pass that budget. So really yesterday was a mad scramble. There's a lot of confusion about when conference committees were going to meet. There's a lot of finger pointing from Democrats in the Senate and Republicans in the House. And so the real question is, can they get all the bills processed before Thursday? Because what they are going to want is the smoothest possible day, knowing that the minority party in each the House and the Senate are going to try to gum things up a little. And so I think Friday, but I think it goes to show that Gazelka does not necessarily want his members to go home over Memorial Day without a deal or without saying it's all done, because they might have second thoughts as they run into people at the cabin or on the fishing boat.
Let me ask you about the Ag and Housing Omnibus Conference Committee yesterday, Blois, because they went late into the night, but apparently there was some contentious debate there.
Yeah, so the Senate passed that bill and then sent it over to the House for the House to pass it. But Republicans in the House went out of their way to criticize the process, criticize the transparency. Really, it's just the shoe is on the other foot this session, because last session, Democrats were criticizing Republicans for the same thing. This session, Republicans are criticizing Democrats. And so it got contentious. So they did not get that bill done before midnight. So it's ready. It'll probably be the first one they take up when they do reconvene for the special session, and then that'll go to the governor. But they did get the higher education bill done. They got an opioid bill done, and they got a rare diseases council bill done yesterday and last night. But that leaves education, that leaves transportation. And then the big question is how big the bonding bill will be. There's no doubt that everybody's agreed to it, but that takes a two-thirds majority from the House and the Senate to pass, and getting two-thirds to agree on anything right now might be more and more of a challenge.
Let's go behind the scenes a little bit here to the actual physical part of this, and having friends that have written bills and try to get these things ready for the people we've elected is sometimes quite a spectacular task. So, Blois, kind of what happens now, the people that do the heavy lifting there at the Capitol? I'm talking non-political. They just have to get the physical work done.
Yeah, these are nonpartisan staff, a lot of nonpartisan lawyers who write the laws, make sure that they align with what the legislators are asking for. And then the clerks that print them, make sure they get distributed. You can just imagine what their toner bill is as they crank out. So put it in perspective, the bill for ag and housing yesterday was a couple hundred pages. They have to print, 201 of those just for legislators. They have to make sure there's no errors in it. And of course there are errors, and there's some ways to go back and do that, but those folks really do work all through the night. And frankly, they have been working all through the night for a couple weeks. So hopefully they'll get to sleep in a little today, but they'll be back at it hard today to get these bills ready. And we're going to just kind of see what conference committees meet today to know, what bills we can expect first when the governor does call the special session.
The minority leader, Kurt Dowd, was very animated about lack of transparency. What exactly does that mean?
It means that the deal, not only was the deal cut between the governor, Gazelka, and Hortman behind closed doors, but then yesterday, conference committees were meeting behind closed doors, not open in the not in the public eye. And I think that's where doubt is really started to kind of point fingers. His point was last session, five people behind closed doors figured this out. This time, three people behind closed doors figured it out. And, you know, he pointed to conference committees that only met once, or maybe they didn't meet, but then the conferees all are expected to sign the bill that they have approved it, and that maybe even they didn't meet, but they were asked to sign a bill. And so I'd expect this to continue to be an issue. I don't think it moves the needle politically because, frankly, I think Minnesota just wants to get these folks to get their jobs done. And ultimately, they weren't tuned in at 11:57 like I was last night.
Blaise, there's much more to talk about, and obviously you have it all in your newsletter. How do I access that?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
Okay, Blaise, have a great day. I'll stay in touch with you this morning.
Sounds good, Dave.
Blaise Olson here, 49 degrees. All the news is Steve coming up next. Overcast skies. Dave Lee here. This is the Morning News.